You were just talking about people that make the effort to come here. And then when they're here, they don't make the effort to be total. The first thing to realize is that most people don't know what total is. What they call total is putting some effort into something, but keeping the main theme of their life intact, and that's safety, security, and predictability. Usually, often, based around relationship. How is the relationship? When I say relationship, I'm not talking about love or caring. I'm talking about having somebody there for you. A few people do know what totality is. Very few. And they're usually at the top of whatever they're total in. A top athlete. A concert musician. And even savants that are born with a talent for music, if you check into their background, you'll find that still they practice for hours each day. Total. That's their life. Their life is focused around that. They're total. And they get to the top. The thing is with this, these things are transient, which means they can get to the top in this life, but it doesn't mean to say they're happy. Actually, rarely are people at the top happy in any way. Because when you get to the top, what you realize is you were thinking when you got to the top, everything will be okay. And so there's always, when I'm at the top, when I'm at the top. And then you get to the top and you find, no, it's not okay. That's why so many entertainment people are into drugs. Many commit suicide. When you get there, you suddenly find the thing you thought was there was not there. But not only that, you're striving for something that you think is going to work, and it doesn't. There's only one thing that works, and that is movement in expanding consciousness. We have a built-in program that says we must keep expanding. Like a tree, it has to grow, and we have to grow. And if we don't grow, that energy turns inwards and usually makes trouble. We have to grow. We have to keep moving. Now, it does seem that if you're moving in consciousness, it doesn't matter what stage you're at, you feel good. You feel fulfilled. Yes, it's probable that there is always another level, but it doesn't matter. You're not looking for another level. You're just enjoying where you are and being open for another level. At the final score is death. Now, religious people tell you you get judged. No, there is no judge. You are the judge. In fact, you're judging yourself every moment in your life. You look inside. Are you delightedly happy, joyful with who and how you are? If not, there's a judgment there. So it's said, as you die, so your life passes before you. People who have a near-death experience say their lives pass before them. So everything is there, and you get to see where you scored and where you failed. You get to see that. And usually that decides how you come back and what there is to take care of. So usually most people die in regret. Shit. Missed again. I know a really good joke about that. Many of you will have heard it before. A doctor and a priest were playing golf. The doctor missed a short putt on the green. And he said, shit, missed. And the priest said, my friend, be careful of God's punishment. Ah, sorry. Another green, the doctor missed another short putt. Shit, missed. The priest said, be warned of God's wrath. Sorry. Another green, again the doctor missed a short putt. Shit, mist. Suddenly a great clap of thunder and a streak of lightning and killed the priest. A big voice boomed from heaven. Shit, mist. We're missing all the time. We're not here. We're not now. We're not looking for the essential. We keep trying to take care of the unessential as though that's going to make us feel good. But look, it isn't. Look around you. Who is delightedly fulfilled and happy? So people come here and all they talk about is their relationship. Or they spend time off the property, earning money or going to the beach or doing this or doing that, and they miss what's here, what's here. Just this land itself has a vibration, has a frequency, has a healing presence to it. But you don't have to go anywhere. Where you are is where you are. That's it, where you are. Because you are the source. You. And when you shift your priority from the unessential to the essential, to consciousness, to awareness, to being in the present, exactly with what is, you don't need to go anywhere. Because thou art that. The kingdom of God is within. It's there. It's with you now, right at this moment, listening to this. It's there. It's up to you. What is your priority? Are you still wanting to be liked, to be famous, to be rich, to have a wonderful partner? Nothing wrong in that. And if that's your driving force, go for it. Be total. And then you'll find out, oh, that didn't work. Go for the next thing. Oh, that didn't work. And eventually, you'll come to it, one lifetime or another. The Hindus say it takes 80,000 lives to get to that realization that that's where you need to be. And different from the Hindus, different from the spiritual teachers, I'm saying don't deny where you are and meditate. Yes, sit and be quiet and look and be open, but nothing is going to do it for you except realizing it is here now. What does that mean? Well, you don't know, otherwise you'd be in the state. You don't know. So be open in each moment. Embrace whatever comes to you. Not to agree, not to disagree, not to understand, just to be with the experience you're having in that moment. Whatever it is. Are you judging? Be aware of judging. Are you judging yourself for judging? Be aware of judging yourself for judging. Just try for one day what Buddha suggested to his bhikkhus. Just say everything that you realize, say it three times. Just to get you there in the moment and be present with who you are and how you are in that moment. And one day, just like most people get in the Satori group, everything stands still, yet it's still moving. Everything is brilliantly light, and yet it's not the opposite of darkness. It's a brilliant darkness. There's a peace, but it's not the opposite to distress. It's a peace that passes understanding. And there you are, there you are, there you are, with a big smile on your face. In Zen, they laugh and say, "Let's have a cup of tea."